Hi, this is Ken Unger with an APFA community update. I'm hoping that everyone listening is both safe and healthy. Right now, there's the beginning of some reopenings across the country, which could be very positive for our business. My goal today is to share with you some things that top practices are thinking about or working on so that you can use them for your practice. First and foremost, everyone listening should be signed up, as well as your teams could sign up, for our webinar on Thursday, May 21st at 10 a.m. Pacific time to kick off session two. Prior to that, you'll be getting a video that is a special introduction for session two that I'd like you to watch. I'd also like you and your office to consider sending out our latest communication, which is traditional and Roth IRAs, taking retirement into your own hands. It brings up the concept of the Secure Act and the 10-year rule. It discusses backdoor Roth IRAs and also encourages people to keep contributing, if they can, to their IRAs. As you know, you could still make a 2019 IRA contribution up till July 15th, 2020, and you can always, anytime during 2020, make a 2020 IRA contribution. That article should go out to both your clients and your prospect awareness program. I'm also hoping that everybody has had some version of our online workshop update out to their clients. They've averaged about 16 minutes, and those who've used it have gotten fantastic feedback from both clients and prospects who've watched it. If you have any questions on that, please call us. I'd like you to think about this. Your goal is not just communication, but connection. Earlier in the year, many of you set goals of assets under management, as well as new clients. Right now, that's challenging. So your goal should be month to month of how many people can you or your office connect with. Your focus should not be on the results, but connections. If you can set a monthly goal of how many clients you can personally connect with, that would be very healthy for you during these trying times. Once again, I look forward to visiting with you on our session two opening webinar on Thursday, May 21st. As I said earlier, I hope that you are both healthy and safe. Thank you for your time today.